It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two. I'm Jim Galante, along with Big Daddy Dustin Hawkinsmith. We are talking blue-white football game, and Dusty, where we left it off, we were just talking about Sean Clifford, and I don't think we were going to learn anything at all about Sean Clifford in this game, and we knew it. This was about the backup quarterbacks, seeing them. Vayu, we saw a bit of him, of course, with the Rutgers game. Let's start with Vayu. I thought he actually looked pretty good. What was your feel?
You know, I think the best thing you could possibly do was look like the same guy who had success against Rutgers. Because, you know, I don't know if anybody can really be sure, okay, if he is the starter, if he is designated as the guy to start multiple games in a row, what's the likelihood that he's able to capture that same form, you know, against better teams, whenever there's a scouting report out on him? And, you know, those questions, just like the Sean Clifford questions, can't be answered in a spring game. But the good thing to me was that he carried himself and he looked like the same guy. You know, he looked like he wasn't afraid of big moments. He looked like he was, tastefully aggressive, maybe put it that way. Wasn't afraid. He's got the arm. I feel like he's got the physical tools, and I like the early signs of his intangibles. And again, I mean, there's, you know, a different conversation for a different day, whether he's an impact starter, whether he could or couldn't at some point unseat Sean Clifford this year. The odds of that seem really, really low. But I think what we do know before this game and then coming out of this game is that, you know, the odds of him being the number two quarterback and being locked into that role are really, really high. And just as I kind of thought when James Franklin addressed the number of spring pass attempts that everybody took, Drew Aller had two more than Bo Perbola did. He cautioned to not look too much into that. They don't want to make any kind of official posturing move at all about which one of these two freshmen is ahead of each other. Nobody's pressing Christian Vayu for the number two job. You have your number one. You have your number two. Sean Clifford has made it this far. Unless there's a disastrous start or Sean Clifford really, really regresses and it's noticeable, the odds of Christian Vayu getting into a meaningful role this year are not very high. I mean, the odds are you're going to maintain this 1-2 and then 3A and 3B throughout the course of this fall. And then you're going to have a three-way competition on your hands next spring, next summer, for who's the next man up. So I think, you know, you can be relatively confident as you can be for a guy who's got less than, 30 pass attempts in his career, that Christian Vayu can get the job done if you need him to.
That's what I think as fans you should be looking for. How do you feel about this guy as your backup quarterback? And I feel pretty good about him, that if something happens, he would be ready to step right in. Anyone who thinks that there's actual quarterback competition for the starting job, you're just wrong. You're just not going to see that. It's Sean Clifford's job, and other than injury, I think the only way he loses that starting job is if the team is very disappointing win-loss. You know, if they get through the first, 3-3 with losses to Purdue, Auburn, and Michigan, at that point, do you not then have to say, you know what, maybe it's time to pull the plug on the Sean Clifford era and find out what we have for the following season? But candidly, to be honest with you, that might be what I would do. I don't even think James Franklin will do it at that point, because I think he'll still feel like Sean Clifford gives him the best chance to go, you know, 8-4 or 9-3 as opposed to 6-6. So I don't think we're going to see anyone other than Sean Clifford if he's healthy. I don't think we're going to see anyone other than Christian Vayu be the backup quarterback unless something crazy happens there. So that leads us now to, you know, Drew Aller, Bo Perbola. What'd you think of those two?
You know, I think it was probably to be expected. I don't know, You know, Bo Perbola was credited with, I think, 3 pass attempts. Should he have gotten more? You know, were the Big Ten guys the only ones who didn't discern the difference between that number 9 and Vayu's number 9? You know, without being able to go back through and really be able to see, I mean, I can't use the, you know, my eyeball and see from a distance which number 9 was right or not. But, you know, I felt like all 3 of these guys, but certainly the 2 true freshmen, Drew Aller and Bo Perbola, they carried themselves well. You know, like there was no dejection from Drew Aller when he threw a couple picks. There wasn't any, you know, when Bo Perbola is kind of maybe hanging onto the ball a little bit long, didn't feel the pressure from the outside behind him. You know, I didn't really think there was any, you know, it just seemed like they were both really, really good competitors. And, you know, if that's the only thing you learn from a game like this, and there, in a way, I mean, how else are you going to start to learn that about guys unless they do make some mistakes, unless they screw some things up, make some bad throws? I mean, I think Drew Aller was a little tentative and was kind of maybe thinking about the crowd a little bit and didn't want to make mistakes and held on to it for a split second too long and threw behind some guys. But, you know, if you come out of this saying Drew Aller stinks, you're watching college football wrong. You know, you would expect these guys in game situations, in a stadium for the first time to not be, you know, veterans. But this was a reminder, I think, that, yeah, I mean, true freshmen play all the time. And Drew Aller is a special true freshman. Bo Perbola could be a special true freshman. But it's really, really hard to make a true impact at the quarterback position this early in your career, even if you enroll in January. So the hope, I guess, is that, okay, they made some mistakes, threw some bad balls, took some bad sacks. But to kind of learn from that and be better off for it, you know, whenever they get back on the field this summer.
See, my take on it is I didn't expect them to play like true freshmen. I expected them to play like seniors. Seniors in high school.
Yeah.
Which is where they were supposed to be right now. And it's easy to forget that because you say, okay, they're true freshmen. Christian Vayu, redshirt freshman, they're the same thing. No, they're not. Christian Vayu has been in the program so much longer than those two kids. They're still kids. They're still high school kids. So for them to just go out there and show some of the confidence and perform even the way they did, to me, is really impressive. They haven't even gotten a full summer of workouts and the playbook and fall practice. So, I mean, they'll literally double their number of practices before the first game happens. So, as you pointed out, Dusty, for anyone to be overly harsh in their criticism of them is just—it's just not fair. So let's move on to believe it or not, there were other positions, and well, let's go to the other big one—the running game. It was interesting. They started out with 2-point conversions, and they had Nick Singleton right out there right from the start. I'll tell you, I was a little surprised, but also impressed with how much we saw of Nick Singleton and Catron Allen. And I liked what I saw of both of them. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, the box score from this game is only going through, like, the live reps. So Nick Singleton, I think, was credited with, I think, minus yardage. But, you know, as you mentioned, on that 2-point conversion, really just a nice little wiggle to get up the field in a physical situation, tight box. I mean, this is what I feel like, even though he's a true freshman, he's still kind of a known commodity because he's got speed, quickness, power. You know, his strength has blown people away. So, you know, who cares what the box score says in this game? Nick Singleton, you know, looks like a special talent. I think the big story was Catron Allen with a little wiggle of his own and that the quick feet to kind of get north-south and to make a quick cut. He's not the jump cut guy. He's a more north-south runner, but I really liked the way that he looked. And, you know, he had that reputation of being a power back, a big, strong goal line, you know, forcing short yardage. And I think he's got that ability, but just like Noah Kane whenever he came in. I feel like Catron Allen reminds me a bit of that freshman version of Noah Kane, where it's like, okay, I understand what he's known for, and he's got short yardage chops, but that's not just because he's a bowling ball. That's because like he knows how to kind of recognize a crease and get through it. But really where he stood out, and the same thing with Noah Kane whenever he was a true freshman, you get him on the edge, you get him in a situation where you got to make a man miss. You know, he was quicker than I thought he was going to be. And, you know, you hesitate to make too much of that. But boy, I mean, that 1-2 punch of true freshmen, I do feel like they're going to alter this pecking order at running back. I just don't know how yet.
They are. And I'm with you. The word that stuck in my mind for Catron Allen was quickness. He just so much quicker than I thought we were going to see. And I think that was part of the issue with this team's running game last year. It just didn't feel like the running back popped through that hole whenever there was even a glimmer of a hole. He looks like he can do that, right?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I don't want to pick on Kevon Lee, but it just strikes me at the same time as a true freshman who should be a senior in high school, as you mentioned with the quarterbacks, you can kind of glean that there is some instinctiveness there, and he's going to be able to play a little bit faster because the game kind of makes sense to him. That's the impression that I got, is that he might not blow you away with testing numbers or whatever just yet, but he's going to be able to play fast. He's going to be able to play big. And I think that's just the story for Catron Allen. And, you know, you have these two guys, you have Kevon Lee, who certainly earned, you know, some portion of touches in that backfield, but you know, Devin Ford's going to have to work for it. Kaziah Holmes, you know, he's going to have to work for it this summer. You know, I feel like both of these guys, and there's zero reason not to be aggressive with both of these freshmen if you're the Penn State coaching staff. What do you have to lose but to shake this thing up as much as you can when you got two guys who look like they can run like they can?
Where was Kaziah Holmes, and was his name ever brought up?
He might have been out for the game. I didn't notice him once, you know. And there were several guys that I don't know if it was really their status was addressed necessarily, but I didn't see him. So Kaziah Holmes, I don't know if he was dressed on the sidelines and just didn't play, if he was banged up, if whatever. But I don't think he was here in this game. Which, you know, like, I know the blue white game is, you know, silly or whatever. But the fact is this is 1 out of 15 practices, and this guy who took a red shirt last year wasn't present for it. And when you kind of think about how this running back, how competitive this thing's going to be, I feel like missing this particular spring practice might not bode all that well for him.
And maybe this is just me liking the guy since he was in high school, but I like seeing Devin Ford do a little something there. And he showed a bit of quickness there too. And remember, he's one of the few guys, he lost some weight going into the season. Maybe that's a trying to regain that quickness that appeared to be missing at times. That is it for quarter number two, Dusty. We still got a lot more to go talking about the blue-white game. Stick around for that.
This is Barbara Duran, Penn State alumna. It's been a great honor representing our alumni as a trustee. I am asking that you reelect me, Ted Brown, and Bill Oldsey. Independent leadership, working to make sure Penn State provides a quality, affordable education that values success with honor.
Re-elect trustees Ted Brown, Bill Oldsey, and Barbara Duran. Vote trustee ballot positions 238. Request your ballot at trustees.psu.edu. In his book, Why Penn State?, author Greg Woodman takes readers on a trip back in time to Happy Valley in the 1980s, a unique era of gridiron success and rapid expansion that gave our university its modern identity. Whether you're traveling down memory lane or discovering Old State's past for the first time, this compilation of rare photos, original essays, and exclusive interviews helps you explore the why behind We Are. Start your journey today. Order online at whypennstate.com.